This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. Most governors, including Alabama's, have issued stay-at-home orders and shut down many businesses as a way to fight the spread of the coronavirus. But those efforts come with a huge economic cost, as millions of people suddenly find themselves out of work. It's a tension being hashed out by leaders and policymakers. It was also the subject of a formal debate this week in Birmingham. Now, normally, when you think debate, you might imagine an auditorium, a stage, a pair of podiums. That, of course, is not possible in this era of COVID-19. Instead, this debate, sponsored by the Harvard Club of Birmingham, is a video conference over a lunch hour.
If folks are here, and it looks like we've still got a few folks joining.
It still has the essentials. Two people taking opposing sides, a chance for them to question each other, a periodic...
I'm sorry, I'm getting a lot of background noise. Could I ask people to put it on mute, please?
Perhaps the coronavirus equivalent of silence your phones. The specific question at hand, is stay in place currently a wise policy for Alabama? Dr. Ellen Eaton, an infectious disease specialist at UAB, leads off with her argument in support.
So when you think about our community's response to the coronavirus, specifically the novel coronavirus, we have very few preventive tools and even fewer treatment tools.
Eaton says without a vaccine or proven drug therapies, the only tool we really have is social distancing. She adds, easing up will mean a spike in cases. Eaton says in order to handle that, we need widespread testing, enough medical staff, plus sufficient protective equipment. She says that's not reality right now. So relaxing the policy is...
definitely premature.
Now, the opposing view comes from Kent Osborne. He's an economist in Birmingham who's previously worked for the International Monetary Fund and the RAND Corporation. He likens the situation to a hurricane. Models projected a Category 5 storm with hospitals overwhelmed.
In fact, the evidence so far is suggests a Category 2, not a Category 4 to 5. It's roughly comparable to one extra season of flu. Local hospitals are operating greatly under capacity.
He says the lockdown has caused massive economic damage and caused panic. Osborne is skeptical social distancing is that effective based on the experience of some European countries with looser restrictions. He adds the current policy hampers our ability to fight future waves of COVID-19 by reducing herd immunity.
We need to have, oddly enough, sad as it sounds, we need to have more infections, not less.
With their cases laid out, the back and forth continues.
Remember we said early on, if this works, people are going to say we're overreacting. And what you're telling me is we overreacted. Well, could it be that we were right?
And what about India? Why are we getting so few cases in the developed world if the main...
Yeah, so in the developing countries, remember, if you don't have a test, you don't have a case.
The moderator guides the conversation, looks for points of common ground. There's general agreement the data available is limited and incomplete. Then toward the end of the debate, Osborne puts forth this idea. Why not reopen Birmingham cautiously as a test case?
And you know what? If that's a mistake, then we'll teach the country by negative example, and it won't be the first time Birmingham has taught the country by a negative example. It won't be the worst a negative example.
Time is running short, and the debate just kind of ends without resolution. There's no winner, but that's by design. This debate is intended to be a discourse, a chance to examine ideas. In one way, it's an intellectual exercise over a lunch hour. In another way, it reflects a real-world debate happening right now, a debate where a decision will have to be made. Andrew Yeager, WBHM.